This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up after us will be The Drive with Clint and Ron. Those guys are heading out to the Buffalo Wild Wings off of Tomball Parkway.
Willowbrook Plaza off of Tomball Parkway.
Okay, so I wanted to make sure I got that correct.
Go see them.
Because we got to make sure that if I'm sending you to a place, that you're going to the place that they're actually going to be.
Yeah.
Where you can get your eats, your drinks, and then also sign up for the opportunity to win some giveaways.
Yeah, and tell Ron that rings are stupid for kids.
All right, you don't have to do all that. The last part I do not sanction. Don't do that. But yes, say what's up. Also, the Hindu Festival of Lights that we were talking about, I said it was Diwali. Apparently, it's pronounced Diwali.
You could have fooled me.
Okay, so we're learning. Cultural exchange. Appreciate the 832 texting in. Let me know. Let me know what time it is on that. But what time it is right now, it's time to do a little buy or sell.
You buying it or you selling it? I'm going to relay something that has been talked about or in the sports world this week or today. And you tell me if, yeah, I'm buying that, or their nose might be growing. It could be a bunch of malarkey.
Malarkey.
So to speak. I'm going to start with right here, locally. D'Amico Ryan said that bringing in Devin White was just to, quote, see what he could do to help us. He didn't address the Christian Harris factor as a reason.
Yeah.
That's where I went with it.
Like, yeah. You know,
the reason.
That's fair. I think that's... I was going to buy it, but I understand what you get. Like, the spirit of this behind it is a sell, right? Ultimately, the depth does not matter if Christian Harris is near to returning, or obviously if he has returned.
Right.
It's the fact that he remains out in this nebulous space where we know nothing about what's happening with him that you need to, you know, once Aziz Al-Shaair is injured, once Henry Toutou is in the concussion protocol, that you need to find some level of depth behind Neville Hewitt and Jake Hansen. It's that, for that reason, that you are going searching the scrap heap with all due respect, right? I don't want to be disrespectful to Devin White, but that's why he comes in, is because you need that depth because of the circumstance that is not being provided by a dude who is still on IR, even though he's eligible to return. And we have not gotten any,
eligible to
return. We haven't gotten any insight as to why he is not returning.
Yeah, this is a kind of a first for me. I'm going to buy it and sell it. I'm going to buy it in the sense that they are trying to kick the tires here, see what he can do. But I'm selling it because the reason that they're kicking the tires is because Christian Harris is not available. So kind of a first for me with that. But all right, you buying or selling this? Giants owner John Mara of the Mara family, from Wellington Mara on down, owners of the New York Giants.
Wait, did you say Wellington Mara?
That's the first Mara that I ever met. Was Wellington Mara. He was the owner of the Giants, I believe, in the 80s and into the early 90s. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah. Well, I mean, he passed in 05 at the age of 80.
But I think he had passed it to the other Mara, and this is the third Mara, if I'm remembering that correctly.
That is, passed it to what, John Mara?
I thought that was another one in between. Maybe not. But Wellington Mara.
Yeah, which, John is a direct child of Wellington.
Yeah.
Wellington Timothy Mara.
Yeah. By the way, if your name is Wellington Mara, you're pretty much guaranteed to be rich.
Maybe.
Wellington.
I think that's some of this is just like, you know, the bias of history, that of course we're going to know about the Wellingtons that are rich. We might not know about the Wellingtons that went.
I've never known a Wellington that lived check to check.
Well, that's because that Wellington probably did not make it in the space to be able to talk to you about things.
Anywho, Wellington Mara said, quote...
Yeah, that Wellington ain't making it to 89 at that point. You get
that's
what I'm
right.
saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
John Mara said, quote, we are not making any changes this season regarding the Brian Daboll, the head coach. And, quote, I do not anticipate making any changes in the offseason either.
This is oddly tough. Well, it's not just Daboll. It's Daboll and Shane.
And Shane.
And that's where I will sell.
Yeah.
Because, again, one of the things I feel like I know about rich people. I'm not going to be too presumptuous as to say it as an absolute fact.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot of things that hurt them, but being embarrassed in front of company.
Bingo.
They don't like that. And if you listen to Payne and Pendergast, you hear our guy, mm-hmm. Sean Pendergast, frequently mention off-season Hard Knocks, mm-hmm. where Shane, with the handling of this Saquon Barkley situation, mm-hmm. and then the way that they came back and smacked them boys when they came to MetLife, I imagine that does not make John Mara feel very good. And so that feels like that could be on the table. But they're undertaking a rebuild of some sorts that I think they recognize. And that I don't know that it'd be smart to like make a whole bunch of changes unless, of course, you don't believe that he can do the job, which possible.
This is an easy one for me. You said it's oddly difficult for you. Sell. We hear it all the time. Oh, we're not even considering that. And then come the offseason, boom, they drop the hammer. I think both of them are gone. I think they're both gone. All right, buying or selling this one. Lamar Jackson said this week that he does not really think about winning an MVP. That there's bigger things in his plans.
I buy that.
And he does not think about winning the MVP.
I buy that wholeheartedly. He got two of them things.
I do too. You would think I wouldn't, but this point, yeah.
Right? Like, and for him in particular, there's always been a chip on his shoulder because of the way that the narrative in the general conversation has been about him as a player.
Mm-hmm.
That it has always been something to prove. And in addition to that, is as he has proved things, the goalposts have shifted.
Yes.
And so for him, winning the MVP, winning the MVP again, those have not shifted the conversations about him. Hey, man, can you win in the playoffs? Can you win more than one game in the playoffs? Right now, it continues to shift forward. And I think there's the narrative portion of it. Plus, as a competitor, like all these guys say this, and I believe that they believe it. They play to win. They play to win ultimately, mm-hmm. right? So the individual accolades, once you have that, and once you feel like you're set in that way, which I think he is, it's all full steam ahead towards winning a championship. And I think that. That is the perspective. Plus, it helps that they're in a place where it looks like they have the capability of doing that.
Yep. The first thing most professional athletes want to do is get the second contract. The second thing they want to do is get the individual accolades. And the third thing they want to do is win a championship. That doesn't sound right, but it is right. Trust me on that. And he's gotten the first two. So it's about the championship now. All right. Buying or selling. Jim Harbaugh, who had... It wasn't a fibrillation. What was it? He had some sort of
arrhythmia.
An arrhythmia. Yeah. He had a heart arrhythmia.
Irregular heartbeat for those of you that are not familiar with arrhythmia. But I feel like that's relatively common.
It's pretty common now. Yeah, I think. Anyway, I guess he missed the first part of a game or was had to be pulled off the field for a second or whatever.
He did.
For a while. So he went to a cardiologist. And in typical Jim Harbaugh fashion, they asked him what the cardiologist told him. And he said, quote, that I have a heart of an athlete.
I'm buying that.
Oh, come on.
I don't think he's lying. I think he's omitting details. Heart of what kind of athlete?
Yeah,
there.
Exactly.
Like heart of what kind of athlete there, mm-hmm. Jim? Like a
monster truck driver?
Right, an older athlete.
Yeah.
Heart of a UFC fighter, right? Like what kind of athlete are we talking about, right? Because mm-hmm. not all athletes are built the same. And you were at one point an athlete.
He was, Jim. A good one. He's in the Ring of Honor, crazy enough.
Yeah,
in Indianapolis.
Yeah, but clearly that heart is telling you that you may be an athlete, but you're not being athletic right now. That heart, and obviously I don't know if it's necessarily that right. Mm-hmm. Arrhythmia can happen to a lot of people.
Yeah,
but maybe it's like he's the heart of the athlete, except it'd be doing that weird thing every once in a while where you have to be real careful or else you might die. You know what I mean?
I like your answer though. I'm selling, he might just be talking around the reality.
Yeah,
you got the heart of an athlete.
It's an lie of omission. I'm certain of it.
All right, buying or selling this one? Steve Sarkisian says that he has all the confidence in Quinn Ewers and quote, there is no quarterback controversy at Texas.
I actually buy that.
No way.
I actually buy that. I think what Quinn brings is he is further along in his development of being able to like run the offense and do that steadily.
Mm-hmm.
Arch clearly has like the wheels that Quinn simply does not have. He has the ability to throw on the run that he does not have. But what he does not possess that Quinn Ewers does have is that experience,
mm-hmm.
that calmness, that understanding of how to work in those situations. And I think that that's going to be more important to a championship caliber team right now
than
the athleticism that Arch provides. they brought him Arch in that game, right? In that game versus Georgia, mm-hmm. to hopefully bring, I imagine, to hopefully bring some of that athleticism to the game. And he did in some ways. He drew a face mask mm-hmm. by, you know, stepping up in the pocket and yeah. looking to escape. But when the opportunity came, when they were able to kind of settle this down in the second half, like after halftime, and kind mm-hmm. of have some conversations, who was back in there? Quinn Ewers, because I think that they understood that, he gives them the best chance of actually winning on a larger scale.
I don't doubt that, but I'm going to say something that has been a long-held belief of mine, and I've said it before if you've been listening for any amount of time. Quarterback controversies are never, 0% of the time, up to the head coach. The head coach has nothing to do with a quarterback controversy.
Okay.
It's what the fans are doing. It's what the national media is doing.
And when college, it's what the boosters say.
It's what the boosters are saying. It's what the questions are that are being asked. A quarterback, he may be 100% in belief of that. It's not up to the head coach if you have a quarterback controversy. That's the one thing that a head coach has no control over, is a quarterback controversy. And that's why, overall, I get what you're saying, and I don't think he necessarily doesn't believe that, but it's not up to him.
Okay.
It's not up to him. All right, buying or selling?
Well, if they get back to winning, that controversy would change.
It will. It will. But right now, listen to the boosters and the fans and then, you know, all that, et cetera.
Those people are. That's the thing about college football. All of those people who have great effect in what is happening here are all deeply unserious.
Of course. But again, there is buzz about yeah, 100%, this. There is 100%. Buzz about this. All right, buying or selling? A couple more for you here. Jerry Jones said that part of the reason that Derrick Henry was not brought in to the Dallas Cowboys was because, quote, he didn't fit the offense.
Sell. It's a sell.
Who was it? God, I wish I could remember. Said, well, then you make your offense fit him. It's Derrick Henry.
Yeah, and the problem is, like, the running backs you got don't really fit the offense all that much either. Mm-hmm. Like, the offense is just not very good all the way around. And these are things that you could have foretold.
Yeah.
And it's not the same reason that he gave before either. Like, they talked about that he would probably want too much money as one of the reasons why.
Yeah.
It is a shooting pain of excuses where it just kind of jumps to wherever is pertinent for mm-hmm. the moment. Jerry Jones be lying, dog. That's what's happening here. Jerry Jones is lying.
All right, one more. We'll end it with a D'Amico Ryans, like we started it with a D'Amico Ryans. D'Amico Ryans said the offensive line had, quote, a bad day.
That is true. They did have a bad day. The problem is they stack up with different bad days. And the problem is they're not the same bad day.
That's a good point.
They're varying types of bad day, which has made it all the more frustrating, because it feels like, if you get one thing, it's like you're plugging holes in the boat, right?
Yep,
you put your finger in one of the holes, and then the water
fingers
pops
in a dike, as the old saying says.
That is wild. The words that you just said.
That's an old saying.
It's old for a reason. It's a reason. It's not modern. I was gonna ask you to say it again, but that'd be irresponsible on my part.
I'm only saying it once.
I'm glad. I'm happy about that. But yeah, man. What was I saying? What was I talking about before you said that? Because you've thrown me entirely off my game.
That is a
buy
true
or
saying.
Sell, whichever one. I don't know. There you go.
It's a Dutch proverb. I'm not gonna say
you're
it
not
again.
Dutch.
It's a long. Yeah,
I know that those are seafaring people. I get it.
You
right?
brought up the analogy.
Yeah, but I said it in such a way that was not wild like what you said.
But the actual proverb is to.
I'm not going to say it. What are you doing? Like, why are you trying to set me up to say it? That's buy or sell.
Oh, man.
Right here in the loop on Sports Radio 16. I heard y'all. Did y'all hear that? Is it just me?
It's not what you think it is. I mean, maybe, but that's not how it's being used.
All right. All right. Coming up next. Let's get back to talking about football, because, well, I guess that was kind of football, but not in the way that I want to be. Is the dominant run philosophy resurging in the NFL, and is that possibly a path forward for the Texans? We'll talk about that next.